Well, the rain may have eased, but many people are still having a miserable time because of the flooding. Earlier this week, farmers at the Great Yorkshire Show outlined their problems to the Secretary of State for the Environment, Hilary Benn. As a result, he has now relaxed the rules to allow access to waterlogged land and to let farmers graze livestock on set-aside or use it to harvest forage to feed livestock. The National Farmers Union has welcomed the move and the speed at which it's happened. But Vice President Paul Temple told me there is more Mr. Benn could do.
There's several things. Again, you know, alluding to set aside, I was talking to some vegetable growers, and they've got real problems in turning some of the crops they've harvested round into vegetable crops for next year. Again, if some of the set aside land could be used possibly for planting vegetables earlier than it would have been released, then that also would be really useful.
When we talk about flooding generally, what lessons have to be learned from the experience that we've just been through?
Oh, there's some really simple, this is back to basics in many senses. Up in my region, I met a group of farmers. Many of them were on the drainage board, were quite happy with the way the drainage board was functioning, but very unhappy with the way that what they were suggesting was actually being acted on. And some of it is pretty simple, basic cleaning out, ensuring that the sides and the bottoms of some of these streams and ditches are allowed to run as fast as they need to cope with the level of water that seems to fall very quickly these days.
Do farmers to an extent have to accept that to save houses, then farmland will bear the brunt?
Yeah, I think they were willing to listen to all kinds of suggestions. You know, the individual whose land was badly flooded said, look, you know, if we recognise the fact that houses are actually more important than farmland, that's not something they contest, but if they're going to use our land to be flooded like this, we will need to be compensated for the loss of our productive land.
Paul Temple. So I put it to Mr. Benn that allowing farmers to grow crops on set-aside would be helpful.
Yes, I'm aware of that. I mean, the exemption does include harvesting feed on set-aside land as well as grazing. The position, as I understand it, in relation to planting crops is a bit more complicated, and I will look at that, but I'm not sure whether we have the power as the UK to do that. If that does turn out to be the case, it's something that I think about. But I acted as quickly as I could, this having been raised directly with me by the farmers on Tuesday, and I welcome the fact that the NFU have welcomed the speed with which we've responded, because this is about giving practical help to farmers who are in real difficulties.
Is there any chance of any money for compensation for farmers who have lost livestock or crops?
Well, interestingly, the group of farmers that I met on Tuesday, they raised a number of things, and compensation was not one of them, because they were most concerned about practical assistance of the kind that we have now given by lifting those restrictions. And the second issue they were concerned about, typically from farmers thinking about the future, was what can be done to avoid this kind of flooding again, recognising that this was quite exceptional rainfall, one in 150 years. But they did raise with me the point that you were discussing with Paul Temple, which is the maintenance of the watercourses, the extent to which they are dredged, kept clear of obstructions. And that's why we are so keen to learn the lessons of what's happened with this flooding, both for farmers and for the towns and cities that have been affected. And that's why we're going to be setting up a process to draw on the range of experience. And I'm very keen that we should hear from the NFU and those others representing farmers and from farmers themselves about what happened, what lessons we can learn, because our climate is changing, and while you can't attribute a particular incident to climate change absolutely, there's no doubt that it looks as if we're going to see extreme weather events of this sort happening more frequently in future, and it's important that we learn the lessons at the same time as giving practical help to farmers who've been affected, and that's exactly what we're doing.
When we are talking about lessons learnt, one of the things that has been discussed in the past is this idea of using farmland almost as your flood reservoir, if you like. It's where you send the water and you give the farmers a payment for that. Is that something you think you would be interested in looking at?
Well, clearly protecting houses and people's lives is the first priority in these circumstances. We need to reflect on all of these lessons. I mean, there are areas which historically have flooded because, you know, that's the landscape, that's the contours, that's the effect of gravity as water finds its own level. There's a lot of lessons that we've got to learn, but I'm not coming on your programme today to say that that's something that we are going to do. But what we are determined to do is to invest more in flood defence. And that's why in the House of Commons last week I announced that having already increased in the last 10 years from £300 million to £600 million in cash terms, the investment we put in flood defence, we're going to increase it further to £800 million by 2010-11. And we will reflect on all of the lessons of this flooding as it's affected both urban communities and farmers, and I hope people will contribute with their experiences and ideas and thoughts so we can make sure we act on those lessons once we've learnt them.
The Secretary of State for the Environment, Hilary Benn.